Good morning. It is June 13th, Saturday morning in Morogoro, Tanzania. It's 8 a.m. local time. And actually, the sun's been up for a while. So one thing about living here just a few inches below the equator is that we roughly get 12 hours of dark at night. So dusk starts around 5:30, and by 6:30 it's dark, and by 7 o'clock it's pitch black. If there's no street lights around and the sky is beautiful and full of stars, and I really do wish I had the right kind of camera to capture how beautiful and bright the sky is and all the stars that I just don't see from the northern hemisphere. And in fact, even before the sky gets dark, I can see there's one star that's visible even during dusk. So when the sky is still kind of that purplish blue, I always see one star like really, really early in the evening, what they call Ngioni, which gets into a funny story about language. Everyone was saying, you know, I think the local word is Shikuzu. I'm messing it up. I always mess it up. Anyway, and they were like, good night, good evening. I'm like, aren't those the same thing? And they're like, no, night is night and evening is evening. And so what I realized is that what we would call dusk back home, twilight time, that's evening. And night is just night. And so there's two different words to distinguish the two different phases. And so then it's overnight. And then the morning, the sun is up by 6:45. So the sun is down by 6:45 and it's up by 6:45. Which gets into another local thing is that they tell you about Swahili time. So how the local time is told, there's English time and then there's Swahili time. The day starts in the morning, which I think makes more sense. And so the 0 hour for the day is 6 a.m. when the sun is up. And so when someone tells you locally they'll see you at 1 o'clock, that means 7 in the morning. And I kind of had a little miscommunication like 1 year here. I told a student that I hired, I see them at 10, and I meant 10 in the morning. No, I said 2 o'clock. I said, I see you at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they showed up at 2 o'clock, so 8 a.m. in the morning. So completely, you know, 6-7 hour difference because it's based on the time of day. And so I always have to tell them, like, no, when I say time, I always mean the English time. And so these little bitty things that, you know, learning to communicate culturally, how we tell time, how we communicate the day, and how we interact with the day, all makes a big difference. And so some of the sounds that I've become accustomed to kind of mark the time of day is the sound of the evening prayers and the morning prayers. So right now I can hear them distant in the light and in the background. And the roosters crowing, which, make no mistakes, roosters crow all the time. It has nothing to do with signaling the dawn. They'll start in the middle of the night, they'll crow all day. And so these are some of the sounds that I associate, you know, with my days and marking the time here.